We're in the middle of Torah Chof Aleph and Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. We're up to paragraph Vov. V'zeh tam roik shel achalitza. In this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal started off talking about two types of sechel that come to a person. One type of sechel that a person learns gradually with hakdomos, with introductions, and a person goes from level to level, advancing methodically. And another type of sechel, which Rabbeinu Zal called Ruach HaKodesh, Shefa Elikai, Makifin, a certain type of sechel called kedem, which a person receives very quickly, and a person receives it in a sense as a gift from Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal said that in order to receive that, a person has to be zecha to be mekadesh the menorah. The menorah is the seven openings of the head, the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth. And Rabbeinu Zal said that the ears refer to emunas chachomim, the eyes refer to purifying one's eyes in terms of what a person is supposed to look at, what a person is not supposed to look at, the mouth in terms of what a person is supposed to speak, not to speak lies, and the nose representing Yira, Yira Hashem, Ruach Apenu, Moshiach Hashem. Right, Yira Shemaim, V'horechoi B'Yira Hashem, the different psukim that Rabbeinu Zal quoted. And Rabbeinu Zal said that these seven candles represent the candles of a menorah, and the light of the menorah is this Shefa Loikai that comes to a person who purifies them. These also correspond to the seven clouds that traveled with Bnei Israel during the time that they were in the Midbar, for which we celebrate the holiday of Sukkos. Sukkos is Miloshen Ruach HaKodesh, Shesochso B'Ruach HaKodesh, it says about Sorimenu. Rabbeinu Zal also spoke about the concept of certain types of wisdom that a person can't understand in this world, certain types of makifin, such as the paradox of Yediyah and Bechira, to try to understand how it's possible for Hashem to know everything in advance, and yet a person still has free choice in what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. And Rabbeinu Zal said that Lo Sid Lovoi, this is one of the items when the Torah says, Ki Molo Horetz Deas Hashem, that the world is going to be filled with Das, we're going to have the Das to understand these Makifin that we don't understand now. Rabbeinu Zal said that this is also the concept of a person getting married. That when a person gets married, one of the main purposes is, to bring children into the world. And Rabbeinu Zal is going to show, as we'll see today, that this is how a person is mamshich, the oyer haponim of Hashem, into the world. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, as part of this being mamshich, this light of Hashem, this Shefa Elokai, this Ruach HaKodesh, part of the preparation for this begins with seven also. The Shiva Yomei Mishteh, after a person gets married, the Chuppah, which represents these makifin that a person is starting to work on when they get married, chuppah meaning that which is not inside the brain, but it surrounds the brain, this higher level sechel, the concept of the sheva brachos. And then Rabbeinu Zal said also, when a person passes away, part of the process of what we do here on earth, in order to make it possible for the neshama of the person to be oyla to the oyer haponim, is the fact that we carry on Shiva Yomei Avelus. Those 7 days of Avelus correspond to this concept of purifying the seven openings of the head through which a person is zoche b'chayov to receive this Shefa Likai. Just like in life, when a person wants to receive the Shefa Likai, it involves preparing this menorah. So too, when a person's passing away, in order for their neshama to be nichlal in this Oyer Haponim, there also has to be this purification of seven, which is represented by these 7 days of Avelus. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to talk about two items that are mentioned in the Torah called Yibum and Chalitza. We know that when a person lives in this world and leaves the world without having children, the Torah says that there is a mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza, where if that person has a brother, there's an obligation of that brother to take the wife of his brother that left the world without children and to marry her. that marriage is not called kiddushin, it's called yibum. It has certain halachas that are different from regular kiddushin. In fact, the Gemara calls it b'maymar, that yibum is b'maymar, with a statement, rather than it's not necessarily as binding as regular kiddushin. That's one item. That's one choice, one option. And the purpose of this being that by the brother marrying the brother who passed away, his wife, and bringing children into the world, and those children will be named on the part of the brother that passed away, this is a way of continuing his existence in the world. That's one option. The second option is chalitza, a special ceremony where the woman spits, the person refuses to be miyabim, the brother that's living refuses to be miyabim, his brother's wife, in which case they go through a special ceremony where she takes off her shoe and she spits in his face and embarrasses him publicly. And in this manner, a tikkun is affected for the neshama of the brother that passed away. Rabbi Nazal is going to show now exactly how this connects with what we said. Because what we're assuming till now is that this tikkun of being mamshich, the oir upon him into the world, is accomplished by a person bringing children into the world. That's one of the main purposes, to be mamshich, this light of Hashem, this shefa lekai, into the world. Now Rabbi Nazal says, v'zeh tam roik shalachalitza. This concept that we're discussing now of this shefelikai, this oiraponim, these makifen and pnimiyim, this is the reason behind the act of spitting that's done during chalitza. Shenemar, as the posuk says, v'yorka befonov, she should spit in his face. Befonov daika, the Torah makes a point of saying befonov. Why? What's the difference? Why is it so important that it should be bedafka befonov? The word befonov can mean before him, in front of him. It could also mean in the person's face. Rabbi Nazal explains now. Because this brother that passed away without children, and he didn't leave a bracha after him, that his children should draw this sechel haponim into the world. This sechel haponim representing their Torah, the mitzvot that his children are going to do, that represents drawing the light of Hashem into the world. Al yedei maaseim hatoivim, through their good deeds, a person's mitzvot and maasim toivim are normally what draw this oir haponim into the world. Especially the mitzvot that a person does with these seven openings of the head, with the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth, that purification of that menorah, that's what helps that person to draw the oir upon him into the world. So normally when a person has children, those children are being mamshich that. This person who left the world without children, v'ochiv einoi roitze lohokim shem ochiv ameis, and the brother that's living is not willing to establish a name for his brother that passed away. Ve'enoi roitze liyabim oiso, he doesn't want to be miyabim the woman. B'shvil zeh v'yorka b'fonov, therefore the Torah says she must spit in his face. Ki ein roitze lahamshich nishmas hameis b'olam, because this person, this living brother, is unwilling to draw the neshama of the brother that passed away into the world. In other words, to extend his stay in the world, to stretch it. Now note, Rabbi Nazal brings many times that the word neshama refers also to sechel. Rabbi Nazal quotes a pasuk, v'nishmas shakai tevinem, that the neshama is an inyan of moyach, sechel. As long as a person's living in this world, his neshama, his sechel, is mamshich, continues to be mamshich, this oyer haponim into the world. In fact, when we put on tefillin, we say, umishefa el tashpia olai. In other words, we ask Hashem that he should be mashpia on us from the shefa elyoin, from the oyer haponim. We say at the time of the putting on tefillin, umechachmoscha elyoin tatzil olai, umibinoscha tevineni, uvechazdecha tagdil olai, gvorascha satzmis shemen atoiv, this light on the Shiva Knei HaMenorah, the seven rungs of the Menorah, Lahashpia Tuvcho L'Briyei Secho, to be Mamshich Toiv to your creations. This is the concept of a person's brain, the kind of times that we put the Ritzuas around the hand, all of this is mekusha to this concept of being mamshech, this sechel, this oyer haponim. So this brother who's unwilling to be mamshech, the neshama, the brother who passed away into the world, sheyuchal esakein oyer haponim, so as to allow this brother who left the world without children to be mesakein the oyer haponim. Because of that, we know the Torah tells us that when she spits, when this woman of the brother that passed away spits, at times we can see in the spit the face of the brother that passed away. Again, Pnei Hames Daika. Note the Torah makes a point of saying the face of this one that passed away. Ubozeh Horoi Kunichlam. And through this act of spitting, the living brother is embarrassed. The ikra busha hu beponim. And again, the embarrassment, the concept of a person being embarrassed, is reflected most on the face of the person. The Gemara says a person's face, when a person becomes embarrassed, the face changes colors. First they turn red, then they turn white. This is because he did not want to establish the name of his brother that passed away. In other words, to continue his existence and his achievement in the world. The most important achievement being this drawing down of this Oyer Haponim into the world. This Seichel Dikdusha, which comes in the form of Seichel or in the form of Emunah, all of these representing this Oyer Haponim of Hashem. We'll see later on to a degree why, how this embarrassment is tied in Bedavka. Just as when a person is embarrassed, there's this concept of the face turning red, then white, so too when a child is born, the act of pregnancy is a hisgabrus hadamim. The blood in the woman flows more. And at birth, the dam nekar v'nasecholov. There's also a redness that turns to white. The milk that's generated at the time. That same tikkun of the red turning to white is accomplished through this act of spitting, which causes embarrassment, which is also the red turning to white. And we're going to see later on how much of an important part this plays in this later, in the concept of giving birth. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, with this also we can understand a story in the Torah. The Torah says that at one point in time, Aaron HaKohen and his sister Miriam spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the Lashon Hara? They were speaking about the fact that he had separated himself from his wife. They had found out that he wasn't living together with Tzipora based on the command of Hashem. Hashem had told Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal niolecho mi'al raglecho. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw the burning thorn bush, the snare, Hashem told him, take off your shoes because this place that you're standing on is Admas Kodesh. The Zohar HaKodesh explains that the shoes of a person are the person's wife. The Gemara says a person should sell everything he has, afilu koyrois besoi, in order to have shoes, in order to have good shoes. The Gemara also says a person should sell everything he has in order to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. Those two items are put together because the wife of a person is ma'amidoya, she's his support. Ezer means a support. Eseloi, Ezer, Kenegdoi, she's just as the feet are what support the whole posture of a person, so too a person's wife is what gives him his upstandingness. In a sense, until a person's married, he's plaguf. He has nothing, he can't show his face. He's not standing up. She's supposed to be the one who gives him a certain level of upstandingness. So therefore, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Shal niolecho mi'al raglecho," that you have to have such an attachment to the Shekhinah that whereas for other Jews, the mitzvah is bedavka to get married and to be attached to their wives, your attachment to the Shekhinah has to be on such a high level that you're the exception to the rule. You have to separate from your wife so that in a sense she should not be in the way whatsoever from the close kesher that you're going to have with the Shekhinah itself. And it says, so that when they heard about this, they questioned this because they said, what do you mean? Hashem speaks to us and Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem never told us that we have to separate from our wives or husband, Aaron HaKohen and Miriam. Why is he doing this? In their act of speaking this way, the Torah says Hashem got angry. Miriam became Metzora, she contracted Tsaras. And then it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for her, and Hashem spoke to them, and Hashem said, V'oviho, v'zeh b'chinas, this is what the Pasuk says over there, Hashem said, V'oviho yoroik yorak b'foneho, her father would spit in her face. Haloitikoleim shivas yomim. Therefore, let her receive an embarrassment of 7 days. 7 days worth of embarrassment. Meaning that she would have to remain locked up for 7 days. Miriam. Rabbi Nizal says, shivas yomim daika. Note again the fact that it stresses there this embarrassment for 7 days. Hainu bechina zayin ananim kanal. This corresponds to the 7 clouds that we spoke about earlier. Sha'al yodom meir pnei hamenoira. It's through these 7 clouds that the oir haponim, kaviochel of Hashem, which is represented by this pnei hamenoira, shines. Vuhu loy rotza lohokim shem ochiv hameis. This person, this brother who doesn't want to marry the wife of his brother that passed away, he doesn't want to establish a name for his brother, Alkain v'yorka b'fonov. Therefore, the Torah says about him also that she spits in his face, v'hainu boishes ponim. This means embarrassment. V'zeh shamru chazal, this is what the Gemara says, hayivomo niknis b'maymar. That a yevoma is acquired through maimar, by a statement, by him simply saying that he accepts to do yibum, that alone is koine by her, by yibum. Ze hepech haboishes. Maimar, speech, is the opposite of embarrassment. Bechinas kuloi oimer kovoid. There's a pasuk that says that all the amirois, all of speech is kovoid, is respect. So we see that speaking is a concept of respect. The opposite of respect, which is shame, embarrassment, means lack of being able to speak. So yibum is an inyan of maimar. Yibum is an inyan of speaking. Hepech shel tikolim shivas yomim. The opposite of being embarrassed for these 7 days. When a person is really embarrassed, they're speechless. Person can't talk. I was so embarrassed I couldn't even say anything. That's the expression. So Rabbi Nizal says, Yibum and Chalitza are the two opposites of this coin. Yibum represents the kovoid, the maimar, kuloi oimer kovoid. Chalitza, if a person doesn't choose that option, then they have to be mesakein this kovoid the opposite way, through busha, through boishes ponim. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Rabbi Nizal is going to tie together in this paragraph the mitzvah of Yibum Chalitza, Yibum / Chalitza, to the story of Miriam Hanavia speaking against Moshe Rabbeinu. U'Miriam shepogma b'kovoid Moshe, Miriam Hanavia, who was poigem in the kovoid of Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu b'chinas shefa eloikai. This concept of kovoid is another term that Rabbi Nizal is using to be synonymous with Shefa Elokai, this heavenly Shefa, bebechinas ki koran oir pono, because we see that by Moshe Rabbeinu, it uses this wording about him, that his face shone. Moshe Rabbeinu was zeicha to this oir haponim. He was zeicha to the Shefa Elokai. So when she spoke against him, she was being poigem in the Shefa Elokai. Upogmo bebechinas shiva saneros, and she was being poigem in this shefa lekai. A pigam in the shefa lekai means automatically a pigam in the shiva saneros, because we said that's how you get to the shefa lekai. Ki hu hoyo. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to explain how Moshe Rabbeinu was the perfection, because Moshe Rabbeinu was shefa lekai ki koran oir ponov. Therefore, we can see about him that he was the perfection of these shiva saneros. Ki hu hoyo onov shofol v'savlon. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was onov, he was humble, and he was shofol v'savlon. He was very patient and very, very small in his own eyes. One of the Mefarshim points out in the back that the words shofol and savlon are the Rashi on the word onov. If you look in Chumash where it says, Voish Moshe onov moed mikolotam, Rashi HaKodesh says on onov, shofol the savlon. So Moshe Rabbeinu was perfect in that area, which means, Voloi choro apoy al bizyoinoi. He did not get angry when somebody embarrassed him or insulted him. Anger is called charoin af. It's a pagam of the nose. When a person gets angry, smoke, their nostrils flare up. That's the symbol of anger. So we see v'zeh b'chinas choytem b'shleimus. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to the tikkun ha-choytem. He did not have charoinaf. He was the opposite of charoinaf. That's why the Roikeach brings that the word Moshe is bigimatria charoinaf, to show that he was the exact equal opposite to this charoinaf. Avodah Zorah, the Gemara says, calls man shesh avodah zorah boilam, charoinaf boilam. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried right opposite the avodah zorah, right opposite the avodah zorah of Pe'or. The Gemara says, so that whenever this avodah zorah flares up to speak against Bnei Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu rises up opposite it and pushes it down. He's able to overcome it. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu represents the tikkun of charoinaf, because he was the choytem b'shleimus. Uksiv be, and it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, pe el pe adaber boy. Hashem said, I spoke to him mouth to mouth, pe el pe. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu had this zebchinas peh. Moshe Rabbeinu had the shleimus hapeh. Uksiv bein, it says also about Moshe Rabbeinu, utemunas Hashem yabit. He was the only person who was zechet to look at Hashem. Zebchinas einayim, perfection of the eyes. Uksiv bein, and it says about Moshe Rabbeinu, bechol beisi ne'emon hu. Hashem says, I trusted him all over my house. I had no secrets from him. There was no privacy for Moshe Rabbeinu. He was allowed to listen to everything. Behold, Ne'amon here means trustworthy in the sense of being able to be trusted with a secret. Zebechinas utnin. This represents perfection of the ears. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Mishlei Ne'amon ruach mechase dovor. Who is called Ne'amon ruach? One who is trustworthy. One who can keep something covered up. One who knows how to cover up, not to reveal secrets. Kemuva b'zoyer, as the Zohar HaKadosh talks about this. So therefore we see that Moshe Rabbeinu had shleimus in all of these shivok ne'amenoira, because he was zoche to the shefa lekai. This shefa lekai represents this kirun oir haponim. Bishvil ze nitztara. Therefore, what was Miriam's punishment? She was poigem in the oir haponim. She was poigem in one about whom it says, ki koran oir ponov, that the skin of his face, skin is called oir with an ayin. By Moshe Rabbeinu, he was zeichet to oir, that his skin was oir with an aleph. His skin shone. What was her punishment? Tzoras. Tzoras is the exact opposite, where a person's skin becomes diseased, which the Zohar HaKadosh calls it, Umetzoira do sigiru de nohoiro ilo. Metzoira means one from whom the heavenly light is closed off. The face turns an ash color, like black, in other words, a paleness where the light leaves it. Because Hainu Oyer Haponim anal. This Nohoira Ilo refers to the Oyer Haponim. Her punishment was a Sigiru de Nohoira Ilo. Uksivbo, and the Pasuk says about her, Tisoger Michutz la Machane Shivas Yomim, that she had to be locked up outside the Machane, in the wilderness in a sense, outside in the blackness, in the darkness, to be locked up for 7 days. Because she was Poigem in the Shefa Lekai, which is symbolized by the Kiddushas Shivas Haneirois. Now it's interesting, the Meforshim Rav Nachman Shigrinzal writes in the back that this Torah on Likutei Moran wasn't Stam. Rav Nachman was also being Marames here about one of his daughters. Rav Nachman had a daughter, Miriam, who made Aliyah Teretz Yisrael, and she went through a Yibum. She had this experience. It seems at that time there was still this mitzvah of Yibum in certain rare cases, and Rabbein Azal was being Marames. This took place after Rabbein Azal had passed away, this Yibum of his daughter Miriam. And Rabbein Azal was being Marames in this Torah to that topic. Now comes the punchline. V'zeh shebikesh Aharon, Rabbein Azal explains now, we find that when Aharon HaKohen was asking Moshe Rabbeinu to daven for their sister, for Miriam, he said, Al no sihi kameis, asher betzeisoy me rechemimoy vayoichal chatzi besoroy. Aharon HaKohen said, don't let her be like a corpse when it comes out of its mother's womb and half of its flesh is eaten away. This is the terminology that he used. Rabbein Azal explains, Ki al yidei segiru denohoi reilo, he bechinas meis, because through the fact that she had this tzoras, this leprosy, this closing off of the heavenly light, that's called a person who passes away. Their light is extinguished. The neshama is extinguished, in a sense. Ki metzoira choshuv kameis, because the Gemara says that a metzoira is one of the four categories that's considered dead. Asher betzei soy me rechemimoi, which when he comes out of his mother's womb, zebechinas yibum. Rabbi Nazal says this is the secret behind the concept of yibum. Shal yidei hayibum itse ime, because through the procedure of yibum, his wife becomes his mother. Sheishtoi nasis loyem. His wife actually becomes his mother. Vayoychal chatzi besoroi, haynu she'ein loy bas zug. And when it says that half of his flesh will be eaten away, this means that he no longer has a zivug, a partner, a marriage partner. Ki habal v'ishtoi heim trei bal gagufa, because a husband and wife represent two halves of an organism. V'achshov she'ishtoi imoi, and now, when a brother passes away without children, and this procedure of yibum must be done, what happens is his wife, his former wife, becomes his mother. Nimtzo shenoichal chatzi besoroi. So what results is that half of his flesh is eaten away, which means his zivug is no longer an option because it's his mother. Ve'ein loy bas zug. He has no zivug. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Pirush, kimi shemes b'loibonim, a person who passes away without having children, azai ishtoi tzricho lis yabem, his wife must go through this procedure of yibum. Val yidei hayibum nizgalgel hames b'haben hanoilat me ishtoi shenis yabmo liochiv. Through the procedure of yibum, what happens is the neshama of this brother that passed away, that neshama enters into the child that's born from his wife marrying his brother, the child that's born. Why do they name the child after the brother that passed away? Because it is the brother that passed away. It's his neshama coming back begilgul. Kimavur besova, as is explained in the Sova Kadisha, a certain section in the Zohar Kodesh in Parashas Mishpatim, which explains the whole secret of Gilgulim, how it works and everything. Itse ime, the Zohar Kodesh says there, his wife becomes his mother. Hainu shehu tsar v'oinish godoy lahames. This is a tremendous suffering and punishment to this brother who passed away. Sheishtoi nasis loyem, that his wife becomes his mother. Ki achshov muchroch lias noilat meishtoi, because what happens is now he must be born to his own wife. Ve'ishtoi nasis loyem, and his wife becomes his mother. Because of this, ben hayivomo hazeh shenoilat me'ayibum, this child that's born as a result of this yibum, iyef sheloi limtzoi zivugoi kiim barachmim gedoilim. It's impossible for him to get married, to be able to have a zivug, unless he's mispalelt for rachmim gedoilim, certain extraordinary rachmonis on the part of Hashem. Kemavur b'zoyer HaKodesh, as is explained in Zoyer HaKodesh, she'olov nemar pen yikatmenu acher barachmim, ayin shom. The Zoyer HaKodesh explains that when the Gemara makes a statement in certain cases, that when a person gets engaged, let's say during the 3 weeks, during that time, that a person is permitted to get engaged at that time. Why? Because sometimes it's possible that if he doesn't hurry and lock up his connection with this woman, if she's his zivug, somebody else could beat him to the punch, Someone says, what do you mean, beat him to the punch? If it's my zivug, how could somebody else take it? The Gemara says, barachmim, through tefillah. A person could sometimes daven very hard and end up with somebody else's zivug in a sense. The Zohar HaKodesh explains that this is the case that's referring to. This child that's born to this yibum, who in a sense doesn't have his own zivug, in order for him to be able to have a zivug, it takes rachmim gedoilim, it takes tremendous tefillah, and then he can possibly connect with what's not his own zivug in a sense. Kize ben hayivomo, the child that's born to this yivomo, shebe emes who bailo shel hayivomo, originally in the beginning he was the husband of this yivomo, ve'ishtoi nasis loyem, his wife became his mother, Ein loy bas zug. Now he no longer has a marriage partner. Me'achar shebas zugoi nasis loyem, because his wife became his mother. V'zeh shepirish Rabbeinu Zal, this is what Rabbeinu Zal explained, shebikesh aharoin al Miriam, Aaron HaKohen was asking about his sister Miriam, shepogmo b'seichel haponim. What was her pigam? Her pigam was similar to the pigam of a man who leaves the world without children. Just like his pigam is a pigam of this oyer haponim, so too she was poigim and speaking against Moshe Rabbeinu, who represented this oyer haponim. So what was he asking? What's the tikkun for this man? His tikkun is going through yibum. So Aaron HaKohen was being mispalled that his sister should not have to go through a similar process to yibum. V'zehu, this is why he said, Al no sihi kames. Don't let her be like that person that dies, meaning a brother that passes away without children, asher betseisoy meirechem imoy, that when he comes out of the womb of his mother, who was his original wife, shaloi tehi kameis b'loibonim, she should not be like that man who passes away without children, asher muchrach lotzeis shenis begilgul meirechem imoy, who's required to come down begilgul a second time and come out of the womb of his mother, hainu sheishtoy nasis loy, whereby his original wife becomes his mother, and as a result of that, half of his flesh is eaten away, meaning his other half is eliminated. He no longer has a zivug, a marriage partner. One of the nicknames for a marriage partner is the other half, his other half. Plag gufoy kanal, half of his body. So Rabbeinu Zal here explains again the whole secret behind the concept of what a person accomplishes, what our main goal in this world is. That a person's main goal is to be zecha, to be mamshich, this oyer haponim of Hashem into the world. How does a person do that? While he's living, one of the ways that he does it is by being mekadesh, the sheva neiros. Another way that he does it is by bringing children into the world. A person... and their mamshich, their mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, continue this hemshich v'yor haponim. If not, he has the alternative of yibum or chalitza. Moshe Rabbeinu represented the perfection of yor haponim. Somebody was poigam against him. There was fear of them going through this process of yibum or chalitza. And this is why we find that Miriam's punishment, in a sense, was a tikkun for this oyer haponim, the being locked up seven, tikoleim, embarrassment, just like chalitza is embarrassment, shame. This viaviho yoroi kiorak befoneho, a reference to the spitting in the face, and also this concept of tzoras, which is a tikkun for this, the oyer haponim. That's sigiru denohayre yiloh. Period. End of this section. Now Rabbeinu Zal goes back, this was in a sense going off on a tangent a little bit, to explain, to give examples of this issue of the Oyer Haponim and the tikkun for it, etc. Now Rabbeinu Zal goes back on the track. Because originally we had spoken about this Shefa Loikai, and we said that in order to be zecha to this Shefa Loikai, a person has to be Mekadesh the Shivon Eros. However, now Rabbeinu Zal is going to address this Shefa Loikai itself once again. Ulefa'omim, at times, yesh, it's possible, shehamoichin v'hashef elikai hu behelam, that this shefa elikai, which Rabbeinu Zal is giving another name to it now, moichin, which is a term that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh and Sifrei Kabbalah, meaning again, seichel dikdusha, hasoges elikus, the light of Hashem, there are times that this is hidden, it's behelam, bebechinas ibur, in the form of pregnancy, just as when a woman is pregnant with a child, we don't see it, the child is covered up completely, and it's not visible until well into the pregnancy, so too there are times that these meichin, this shefa eloikai, is hidden. Va'oz yofe tsa'oko la'odom. And Rabbeinu Zal says, when that happens, when the meichin is hidden, and a person wants to bring it out, where it becomes available, then a person has to scream to Hashem. Tzoka means screaming, bein betfila, bein betoira. Screaming both in tefila and in Torah. Kishe nisalim ha-moichin, when the moichin are nisalim, hidden. Ki helam hainu ibur, because hiddenness is a concept of pregnancy. Ze bebechinas tzur yelodcho teshi. As the pasuk says, Hashem gave birth to us, teshi. The word teshi means we forgot him. The pasuk says, the Hashem who gave birth to you, you forgot him. The word teshi also means that you weakened him. That kaviyochel, through our misdeeds, we weakened Hashem. Rabbi Nazal says, "Kamoi v'koyach ein leledo." As the pasuk says, a woman who gives birth becomes exhausted. She has no strength. It weakens her very much. Kamoi isho shetosho koycho mileled. Like a woman who becomes very, very weak from giving birth. It exhausts all of her koychos. So too, when a person screams, that's something that exhausts all of his koichos. Nafshi yotza bedabroi. This messiah, he's spilling out his whole nefesh. Ubisho shehi koiras leilein. And when a woman is going through the process of giving birth, ramas ayin kolin, she screams 70 screams. Keminyan tevois shebemizmar yancho. As the number of words in the chapter of Tehillim, yancho Hashem bioim tzoroi sagev Hashem aleke Yaakov. Va'oz moiledes, and then she gives birth. The Zohar HaKadosh says that a woman has to go through these 70 screams before giving birth. Va'ashivin call in these 70 screams of the woman giving birth. Hein bechinas shiva koilois she'omar David alamayim. These correspond to the 7 times that David HaMelech used the word koil about the mayim. Mizmol David Chosh, hovel Hashem rei elim, hovel Hashem kovoid va'oiz, hovel Hashem kovoid shemoi. That chapter where we say the word koil 7 times over there. Koil Hashem al mayim rabim. Shekol echod kolol meyeser. Each one of these 7 koilois is a combination of 10. V'hatzoko shodom tzoyek b'tfilosoy b'toyrosoy. And the screaming that a person does in tfilo or in toiro, which is also compared to water, ein mayim ela toiro, and shifchi kamayim libech noichach p'nei Hashem. So when a person is screaming in toiro tefila, that corresponds to these 7 koilos that David HaMelech said, al mayim, kishin istalken amoichin bebechina sibur. When a person is screaming because he feels that the moichin, the seichel of Hashem, the power of Eitz HaToiva, the light of Hashem, is all hidden from him, bebechinas ibur, in this form of pregnancy. Eilu hatzaokoi, sein bechinas tzakas hayoledes. These screams, that the person screams in tefillin, Torah, bekoyach, that's the concept of a woman who wants to give birth, who has to scream in order to give birth. Hashem, who knows the hiddenness of these moichin, the hiddenness of this shefa loikai, even though it's hidden from us, from Hashem it's not hidden. Hashem knows where it is and Hashem sees it. Eich nisalmu, Hashem knows how they're hidden. Humaz nisakosenu. Hashem listens to our tzaokos, to our screams. V'hatzaoko hu b'mokoim tzakas hashchina. And our screaming is in place of the screaming of the Shechina. Because these moichin, kaviyochel, are by Hashem. Kaviyochel, when Hashem wants to bring these moichin into the world, it requires screaming. Who does the screaming? When we scream in Torah and Tefillah, our screams are on behalf of the Shechina. It's as if Hashem was screaming to be moiled new moichin into the world, to bring new sechel, new chidushe Torah, new advice into the world. Kilu ashchino tzoyekes, v'oz moileda samoichin, and then the shchino gives birth to this new seichel, this new moichin. V'ze bechinas hakoil mo'irer hakavona. This is also what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that if a person can't concentrate in their tefillah or in their learning, they should daven out loud, or they should learn out loud. And the sound of the words will arouse their concentration, it'll help their concentration. Rabbeinu Zal gives another pirush here. Koil Mo'ira hakavona, koil, sound, the sound of the screaming, arouses the brain, the moichin. It arouses the moichin to come out of its hidden place, to be brought out into the open, to be revealed. That which was originally hidden should become revealed. Hainu ha-moichin, kavona here refers to the moichin. V'ze b'chinas tikoleim shivas yomim. This is why, this is the concept of what it said over there, she should be embarrassed, tikoleim, suffer this embarrassment for 7 days. Shivas Shivas Yomim Zebechinas Shiva Koilois Shel David Kanal. Just as in order to bring the Meichen out from their hiddenness, it requires seven, so too she who is Poigim in the Meichen, in Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Meichen Shefo Vekai, she had to go through a hiddenness, being closed up for 7 days. Shehem, corresponding to this Shiva Koilos of Dovra Melech, Shehem Shivin Kolin Anal, which correspond to the 70 screams, Shetzorich Litzoi Kedei Lohoitzei Raponim Kanal, Mehelem Alagiloi, which a person has to scream in order to bring forth this Oyer Haponim, this light of Hashem, from its hiddenness into revelation. Vahagilui Zebechinas Leida, and revelation is a concept of birth. The Oz Achara Leida, and what happens when a woman gives birth? After she gives birth, Dam Nekar Venasecholov, the blood gets converted, it congeals and gets converted to milk. Vzebechinas Tikolim, that's the same Tikun of the Chalitza, the embarrassment. Or when Miriam was supposed to be embarrassed, Tikolim Ki HaKlimo Ozil sumko vosi chivro, because the Gemara says, what is embarrassment? The redness. First, the person's face becomes filled with redness. Then the redness withdraws, and the person becomes pale, white. Again, the red being replaced by the white. Just as in birth, there's the red being replaced by the white. Hainu dam nekar v'nasecholov. Just as in birth, the redness, the blood being converted to milk. V'zeh, Rabbi Nazal says, now we'll show you the connection between these two psukim. One pasuk was speaking about what happens when a woman gives birth. Tzur Yelodcho Teshi. Tzur is a nickname for Hashem. Hashem, Yelodcho, who gave birth to you, Teshi, became weakened. We said like a woman who becomes weak after birth. That pasuk, which is talking about birth, V'zeh, Tzur Yelodcho Teshi, Roshei Tevois Shel Tza'akosenu Yoidea Talumois. The first letters of the Pasuk Tzur Yelod Chateshi are the same exact ones as the first letters of the Pasuk Tza'akosenu Yoidea Talumois. That our screams bring forth that which is Nis'alim. Yoidea means to be Megale, to reveal. When somebody knows something, it means he sees it. If somebody doesn't know something, it means that information is hidden from him. Knowing something means being Megale, that which is hidden. The Pasuk Tzuri Lod Choteshi, which represents the concept of giving birth, corresponds exactly to this Pasuk Tza'akoseinu. Our screams bring forth that which is hidden to make it become revealed. That's also a concept of birth. And v'zeh teshi roshei tevois shel tikolim shivas yomim. And the word teshi, which represents this weakness that happens after a woman gives birth, is the roshei tevois tikolim shivas yomim, the tikkun that Miriam Hanaviyah had to effect by being closed off, embarrassed for 7 days, was this tikkun of the 70 screams of the woman who's giving birth, the Shiva Koilois Salamayim that Dovra Melech spoke, and the 70 Koilois of a woman who's struggling to give birth.
This last, the connection between what's the embarrassment involved here by a woman giving birth?
We said later is the concept of taking something from Helam into Gilui. When that happens, we know that there's a redness that turns to white. So too, Rabbi Nazal says, the tikkun of the moichin, of the shefa eloikai, to take the shefa eloikai from helam to gilui, also involves a redness turning to white. And therefore, when we see examples of people who want to affect that tikkun, for example, a woman is doing chalitza, who wants to affect a tikkun for the oyer haponim, which was nifgam through this ochiv hames, through her husband who passed away without children, the tikkun requires busha. This tikolim, this klimo, red turning to white, just as by the leder, so too by Miriam Hanaviyah, she was poigim in the shefa leikai, the tikkun required klimo, red turning to white, because the whole concept of this shefa leikai being born is shown by a red turning to white. Red always represents gevura, which is synonymous with tzimtzum. Tzimtzum is another term for hidden, closed. White always is a concept of chesed, poiseya ches yodecha, a concept of opening up, revealing. Revealing is always a concept of chasodim.
Beinzel compared the Shefa Elokai to Makibus.
Yes.
So didn't we learn elsewhere that whenever a person attains the level of Makibus, there's a new level that goes in?
Yes.
Does Rabbi Beinzel mean that sometimes there is a Shefa hidden? I mean, isn't it like always like that? There's one level hidden and one level.
The answer is, it seems that this is a cycle that a person goes through. What Rabbi Nisal is explaining here is that as a person is advancing in Avodas Hashem, as a person is going through their motions of growing and serving Hashem, there are certain person goes through certain phases. We find that even by Rabbi Nisal himself, if you recall, there are times that Rabbi Nisal would give a shir, a phenomenal shir, and reveal tremendous Divrei Torah, and then a minute later he would say, "I don't know anything." And he said, I'm not lying. Right now, I know nothing at all. I don't know anything. And there were times that they would come to him and he would say, why are you coming to me? I don't know anything now. I'm like a nothing. It means that he himself, Tzadikim, and even everybody on their own level goes through phases of times when the Moichen are nisalim from them, where on his level, the Moichen that he's supposed to be having right now, it's closed up, and he's got to go through a battle to bring the Moichen of the floor. He just arrived on the sixth floor, let's say, of his Aliyah Avodas Hashem. Step one is that the Moichen are invisible. They're Nesalim. And he has to go through a whole war to bring the Moichen of Tzaoko, his screams, to take those Moichen and bring them into Gilui. Once they go from Halem into Gilui, then he first has to be Misaki in his Shivan Eros, so that these Moichen that are Gluyim now should enter inside of him. As we're going to see, Rabbi Nisal is going to explain later, it's a two-step procedure. Number one, to bring the Moichen from Halem to Gilui, and then number two, to get it inside of yourself. By each person, they're going through different phases. Naturally, what you're saying is true, that even when a person's in a state of Moichen, where he does have Seichel and everything, at that moment, there's something else that's Nisalim from him. There's something else that at that time is a Makif to him. But still, here it seems he's talking about, like if we could take a snapshot of exactly what phase that person is, and at a given moment, sometimes he's on a high, he's on an Aliyah, where during the time of an Aliyah, he's in a Bechin of Moichen de Gadlus, where his brain is open, he has the answers to the questions that he feels at that moment, and that there are some times that a person feels himself going through a phase where he doesn't know what to do, he doesn't know what he's doing, he doesn't understand the Torah, he doesn't have the advice that he needs for Avodas Hashem, everything, and he has to first be you know, go through this Tzaokos and Torah and Tefillah in order to be Moiled at the Moichen. Now Rabbi Nisal says, וכשאדם לא ימד תורה ואין מבין בו שום חידש, when a person is studying Torah and they don't understand any chiddush in what they're learning, they don't see anything new in what they're learning, זה מחמס שהמוכן והשכל של התורה והלימוד הזה הם בבחינס איבור. That's because the moichin, or the seichel, of that object that he's learning chumash, he's learning medrash, whatever it is, the moichin of that item, at that moment, are in a state of ibur relative to him. Somebody else could pick up the same sefer and be learning it and understanding it and seeing chidushim in it and everything. To him, right now, those moichin are in a state of halem, in a state of ibur. V'ze nikra b'shem Yaakov, and that state of Ibur, where the Moichen are in a state of Helam, that's called the concept of Yaakov. Ki Yaakov ze bechinas Ibur. Yaakov is a concept of Ibur, pregnancy. Bebechinas babeten okav es ochiv. The Pasuk says that in the womb of his mother, he held his brother's foot. Note the word ekev, Miloshin Yaakov, is used to refer to babeten, inside the womb, when it's covered up. Ibur. V'oz tzorich litzoy kakolen anal. So when a person finds himself in this place, on this madrega, whereby his moichen on his aleim, then the person has to scream these kolen that we spoke about earlier. V'ze bechinas ha-koil koil Yaakov. That's why the pasuk says, kishehu bebechinas Yaakov, tzorech loy ha-kolen kedei lohitzi ha-moichin bebechinas leita. When a person finds himself in the state called Yaakov, which means babeten, where the moichin, his moichin, the answers that he needs for right now are hidden, his moichin on his aleim, then he has to do this koil koil. He has to scream koilei koilois. you know, tremendous screaming to Hashem in order to bring forth, in order to be meiled, his meichin, the meichin that he needs, the solutions that he needs. And Rabbi Nazar says, a person who's in this frame of mind, where his, where the meichin on his alim from him, ain, and his learning of Torah is without understanding any chiddush. Now we know the Gemara makes a statement, ain beis medrash b'lo chiddush, that there's no such thing as a Jew learning something and not seeing something new in it. Even if they learned it already before, they learned Parshas Vayera 10 times, they're learning it for the 11th time, they must see new in it. And if not, it's not because there's nothing more there, it's because the meichen on Esalim from them, it's because my meichen, the meichen that I'm supposed to be drawing from Parshas Vayera now, for me, it's in a state of hiddenness. So Rabbi Nazar says a person who finds themselves in that predicament, ein lidroish oisal rabim, that person should not be teaching his Torah publicly. Ki a Torah zois shebe b'chinas yakoy, b'chinas ibur, because that type of Torah, which is in the state called yakoy, in the state of pregnancy, afal pi shakodesh brochu mesaneg bo, even though Hashem himself definitely gets pleasure from it, Hashem is getting nachas from that person. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'digloi olai ahavo, that Hashem, the Gemara darshins, al tikri v'digloi ela v'liglugoi, that even when a Jew makes mistakes in learning, v'liglugoi, even when he stutters, he doesn't say the words right and he makes all kinds of mistakes, olai ahavo, Hashem says, I still enjoy it. I enjoy that person's learning, even if it's not on a high level. But true, Hashem enjoys it. Avol ein lidroi shoyso kemoi shehi lorabim. But a person should not be teaching that type of Torah publicly. Ki ein lidroish ela dvorim hamuvurorim. A person should only be teaching something that's very, very clear to them. Kemaimar, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, emor lachochmo achoisiat. Emor lachochmo. When should you say your chochmo? When should you be speaking your chochmo publicly? Achoisiat, when it says the Gemara darshins, im bor lecho adovor ka achoischo shiasur lecho emoir, if what you're learning is as clear to you as it's clear to you that you're not allowed to marry your sister, then teach it publicly. In other words, that's one of the most basic things that anybody knows, that a person's sister is usher to them. If what you're learning now is as clear to you as that, then say it, then teach it publicly. The imlav, and if not, al taimruhu, don't say it publicly. So in order for a person to be zecha, to be teaching Torah publicly, they must have this, they have to be in this, not in the state of Yaakov Ibur, but rather, we'll see in a minute, v'zehu ki Yaakov bochar loiko, there's a pasuk that says, ki Yaakov bochar loiko, Yisroel lisgulosoi. Rabbi Nazal explains, ki Yaakov bochar loiko, kishuhu bebechinas Yaakov, when a person is in this state, called Yaakov, bebechinas ibur, which means the state of pregnancy, beloy moichin, where the moichin are closed from them, it's hidden from them, zoy salimud, bochar lo yakodesh baruch hu. That type of learning, Hashem chooses it, Hashem enjoys it, Hashem takes it for himself. Bebechinas v'digloy olay avo, as the pasuk says, I enjoy it, Hashem says, for me, it's good. The ein lidroi shayisol rabim, but the person should not be darshening that publicly. Avol Yisroel lisgulosoi, meaning Yisroel, when a person is zeicha to the madrega called Yisroel, not Yaakov, but Yisroel, Yisroel oisiois li roish. Yisroel is the combination of two words, li roish. I do have a brain. To me, li, to me, roish is meichin. That the meichin by me are turned on. I do see. Hainu his galus hameichin. Hamshochas oiraponaman al shefalekayan al besoich apnimikan al. This means where the person is succeeding at drawing this shefalekay inside their moyach, this oiraponim. V'zeh b'chinas Yisroel. This is why it's given the name Yisroel. B'chinas Yisroel asher b'cho espoir. Yisroel asher b'cho espoir. The Yisroel that's inside of you. B'cho daiko sheyismashech ateres tiferes hainu amakifananal b'cho b'soich apnimius. the Yisroel asher b'cho, when this li roish goes inside of you. B'cho means inside of you. When a person is zoicha that the moichin enter inside of him, the makif becomes pnimi lisgulosoi. That type of Torah, you're entitled to give over to Hashem's segula, which means zois haTorah yochel lidrosh esel rabim. That type of Torah is allowed to teach publicly to the Am Hashem, to the Jewish nation, which is called Am Segula. So ki Yaakov bochel leko. When a person is in a state of Yaakov, Hashem will accept his Torah, but it's not for public. When a person is in a state of Yisroel, then lisgulosoi, their Torah can be given over to the public. Rabbi Nizal says ki anachnu nikroim Am Segula. We are called, we'll do 5 minutes more. We are called, the Jewish people are called an Am Segula. As the Pasuk says in Chumash Dvorim, Kemoy Segula Sha'oisen L'Refua. A Segula is something, for example, there are certain remedies that people do where there's no logical reason as to why this should cure something. And yet, like it's, what do they call it? When it's a known thing that this item helps this, even though there's no logical connection to it. What's the nickname for that? There's a term for that. Charm. There's another term. I can't think of an English word now. Of certain items which we know it works. We know that this thing helps, even though there's no rational, logical explanation for it. Rabbi Nizal says, "Afal pi she'en hateva mechayev shi'ez el refua." Even though, according to the laws of nature, in other words, and logic and rationale, there's no reason as to why this item should cure. Afal pikein hadovra ze mesugal refua. And yet we know that this item cures. Vze lamala mehateva. This goes above the laws of nature. She'en hasechel hoenoshi maven ze. Human mind does not understand this, can't rationalize it. Kemoikein, so too, anachnu, we the Jewish people, lo kachoyson Hashem yizborach la'am segulosoi. Hashem has chosen us as his am segula, meaning, afal pishein hasech lanoishim even is kolze. Even though we can't rationally understand why Hashem has picked us over any other nation, eich lokach am mitoicham. Why does Hashem pick this nation more so than any other nation? Kemoi b'shas kriyas yamsuv, as we see that it wasn't so logical, it wasn't so rational in a sense, because we see that when the Jews were about to cross the Red Sea, the Gemara says there was a kitrug, the midas hadin, which said, the Egyptians worshipped idols, the Jews worshipped idols. Why should these be saved and these should be drowned? Implying that logically there's no excuse as to why these are any better than these. And yet still, afal pikein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo kachoyson olam kodosh. And still we know that Hashem has chosen us as his holy nation. Nimtza, sheze hadovor kemoy segula. So this item is like a segula. Shulamala miateva, it's above rationale. Lamala misech lanoishi, above human understanding. Vze bechinas makifin anal. This is comparable to what we spoke about earlier, this concept of a makif, which is again something that you don't understand yet. Umi shezocho le'elu hamakifin, a person who on his level is zoche to his makifin, lahoy ledoisam, to give birth to them, to reveal that which was originally hidden to him, ulahachnes doisam befnim kanal, and to be zoche to take his makifin and bring them inside, nimtza shezocho lehovin es hasgula. So this person has been zoche to take something which originally he didn't understand or couldn't understand, and he got to understand it. He rose to a level where he does understand it. That person was zoche to understand the segula, bevadai hayosher legalois hasgula, Liam Segula. That person, it's only right that he should feel a responsibility to reveal his Segula, to reveal his Makifin, which he acquired, to reveal it to the Am Segula, to the chosen people, where their chosenness is also a Segula, it's also a Bechinas Makif. The Segula goes to the Am Segula. B'chein, therefore, kol echad v'echad l'fi b'chinasa, each and every person on his level, yesh lo pnimi u'makif. He has that which he understands already, which is called his pnimi, and his makif, things which he doesn't yet understand. V'kol echad l'fi b'chinasa, each person according to their level, ma shechanonoi Hashem, sheyachnis ha-makif l'fnim, each person according to what Hashem has given him the ability to rise and to advance to the point where he learns new things, he gets to understand that which he didn't understand previously, ulahovin ulechadesh ezeo davor, and to be zeichet to understand new things which he didn't originally understand, hayosher mechayev, it's only right and proper, sheyegale viachnis zoi sahavona shelazgula, shehoyo etzloi segula, sheyegale la'am segula, ulehetiv mituvoi lacherem, that this person should take this understanding, which was originally segula, and which was for him a segula originally, and he should reveal it, share it with his students, with the Am Segula, the Jewish people, the chosen people, and to give from his goodness to others. We'll hold it over here for now. And to give from his goodness to others. We'll hold it over here for now.